Sam sagged against the wall, her mind racing a mile a minute as she struggled to absorb the latest blow. This couldn't be a coincidence. It absolutely couldn't be. The threat, Peter's murder, the tell-all interview from Nick's mother and now Peter. It had to be related, but how? She took a deep breath, straightened, and said, "Send me everything you have on the story, including the name of the reporter. Then meet me at my house in 30 minutes. Bring Andrea," she said, referring to her White House communications director. "Yes, ma'am. We'll be there." Sam ended the call and tried to calm down before she called Freddie. "Hey, what's up?" he asked, sounding stressed. "I need everyone at my house in 30 minutes. I'm going through the video with Raul." "Put Archie on that. I need you." "What's wrong?" "Get everyone and come. Call in Carlucci and Dominguez and bring Beckett." "Sam, what's going on? You sound weird." "I'll tell you when I see you." She slapped her phone closed and put it in her pocket, taking another moment to gather herself before she went in to deal with Lucy. "You need to get your stuff and come with me."
"I can't leave. I'll lose my job."
"And I can't keep you safe if you stay. It's up to you." Sam had gotten what she needed from Lucy. If she didn't want protection, Sam wasn't going to insist on it. Not when she suddenly had much bigger problems. "What's it going to be?"
I'll take the protection."
"Get your stuff and let's go, right now." Lucy scurried from the room. Sam took advantage of the opportunity to call Nick.
"Hey, babe. I was just thinking about you."
"I think it's all related," she said. "The threat, Peter's murder, your mother's interview, Peter's interview, all of it."
"Peter did an interview too?"
"With politician.com. Lilia just called me about it."
"Terry is handing me something on it right now."
"How's it related?" "I don't know yet, but I'm going to find out."